The Magic Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. Rick Comes to Stay. Once upon a time there were three children, Joe, Beth and Franny. They lived with their mother and father in a little cottage deep in the country. They had to help their parents both in the house and in the garden, and there was lots to do. Now one day their mother had a letter. She didn't very often have letters, so the children wondered what it was about. "Listen," she said, "this is something quite exciting for you. Your cousin Rick is coming to stay with us." "Oh," said the children, pleased. Rick was about the same age as Joe. He was a happy boy, rather naughty, and it would be such fun to have him. "He can sleep with me in my little bedroom," said Joe. "Oh, Mother, what fun! When is he coming?" "Tomorrow," said Mother. "You can put up a little bed for him, and you must make room for Rick's things in your cupboard. He's going to stay quite a long time, because his mother is ill and can't look after him." The three children flew upstairs to get Joe's room ready for Rick as well. "Hey! What will Rick say when we tell him about the enchanted wood and the faraway tree?" cried Joe. "And what will he say when we show him our friends there, Silky and Moonface and the dear old saucepan man and everyone?" said Beth. "He will get a surprise," said Franny. They got everything ready for their cousin. They put up a little camp bed for him and found some blankets. They made room in Joe's...